Even though I know Jesus, I keep sinning. I'll never be able to obey him.
Don't give up. Learning to follow and obey Jesus can take some time, just like learning to walk. Guess what? You're listening to the one and only Keys for Kids. I'm so glad that you're here. My name is Zach. So you probably don't remember learning how to walk, but I bet you fell down a bunch of times before you got your balance. Following Jesus is kind of the same way. Once you accept Jesus into your life, he'll forgive your sin, but from time to time you may fall. Maybe lie to your mom, have a mean thought, or say something hurtful to a friend. If so, don't give up. Just ask Jesus to help you do better next time, and remember that he's there to help. Philippians 3:14 says, "I can do all this through him who gives me strength." Our story today is entitled, "One Step at a Time." Grayson burst into tears after she and her mom discussed a lie she had told earlier that day. "I can't do it," she said. "I just keep sinning even though I know Jesus. I'll never get it." Mom gave Grayson a hug. "You don't have to get anything, sweetheart. Jesus already did. He died for your sins, and they are not who you are anymore." "But Mom, I'm just awful," Grayson said. "I'll never be able to obey him like I'm supposed to." Just then, Harper, Grayson's little sister, walked over and handed Mom a toy. As Harper toddled off, Mom said, "Do you remember what it was like when Harper was first learning to walk?" A little smile broke through Grayson's tears. "Yeah, she fell all the time at first." "That's right," said Mom. "She couldn't walk the very first time she tried, could she?" Grayson shook her head. "She couldn't even stand at first, but when she lost her balance and fell flat on her bottom, she cried and we all ran to help her." "Yes, and after many tries, Harper kept her balance," said Mom. "Then she took her first step, and then more steps. It was one step at a time, but now she can get most anywhere she wants to go. That's the way it was when you were learning to walk, too. That's the way we all learn to walk." "Okay, but what does this have to do with me lying?" Grayson asked. "Well, knowing Jesus is a walk, too. One where we fall down a lot. But he'll always forgive us and help us back up. None of us will be able to walk perfectly until we see him face to face in heaven someday. But little by little, he's helping us learn to say no to sin and walk more closely with him." "So I just keep walking?" Grayson asked. Mom nodded. "Remember that he's walking right beside you and is helping you grow to be more like him." She smiled. "Just trust him one step at a time, knowing that one day he'll finish the work he started in all of us, and our struggle with sin will be over." So, what about you? Are you struggling with sin in your life? When you first trusted in Jesus, he started working in your heart, and he promises to finish that work. Learning to walk with him isn't always easy, but he'll always be at your side, ready to forgive you and help you back up when you fall. So trust him to help you grow in your walk with him and finish the good work he started in you. Our key verse today?
Philippians 1:6. "He who has begun a good work in you will complete it."
And our key thought? Keep walking with Jesus. I love going to Bible camp every summer, and for all the other times of the year, I like itoadyou.com. You can go too and play games and learn about God. Join me at itoadyou.com. Well, I'm Zach. Thanks again for listening to Keys for Kids.